afternoon. I'm Bill Foote. As he said, I'm from North Carolina State University, and I'm here to talk to you about the effects of Mepiquot chloride applied to cotton at physiological maturity. Mepiquot chloride is used extensively in North Carolina to inhibit excessive vegetative growth. It is traditionally applied at early bloom or just before when conditions favor rank growth. When I say rank growth, I'm talking about excessive vegetative growth. Documented benefits from early bloom applications of Mepiquot are potential for higher yields, reduced height, and improved maturation. The effects of Mepiquot applied during late season are relatively unknown or undocumented or unproven. So why do we want to investigate the late season applications of Mepiquot? Basically, growers have requested this information. They suggested there may be some benefits from this application. You know, we've heard anything from reduced regrowth, improved defoliation, improved fiber quality, improved lint yield, and higher boll retention. Weir and Monk conducted experiments involving late season applications on Acala and Pima cotton. Results from their experiments suggested there may be improvements in lint yield, enhanced maturation, and improved defoliation. The objective of our research was to investigate the effect of Mepiquot chloride applied at physiological maturity. And this, by physiological maturity, I would refer to it as cutout. And we define cutout as 4 nodes above white bloom. Also, our objective was to determine if early season Mepiquot chloride has any effect on the cutout application. Our treatments were arranged in a 2x3 factorial. 3 Mepiquot chloride applications were applied at early bloom of 0, 16, and 32 ounces per acre. And we define early bloom as 5 to 6 white blooms for 25 feet of row. 2 Mepiquot chloride applications were applied at cutout of 0 and 16 ounces per acre. And again, we define cutout as 3 to 4 nodes above white bloom. All treatments were applied with a CO2 pressurized backpack sprayer calibrated to 15 gallons per acre. All other agronomic practices were in accordance with North Carolina Extension recommendations. Plant heights and plant mapping data were obtained in mid-September, just prior to defoliation application. Defoliation ratings were taken 7 and 14 days after application. Regrowth measurements were taken 21 days after this defoliation application. Regrowth measurements were actually stripping the green material, drying it, and weighing it. Seed cotton yields were obtained soon after in gin to determine lint percentage, and lint was sent to Cotton Incorporated for HVI fiber quality testing. All data was subjected to ANOVA and mean separation using Fisher's protected LSD at a p-value of less than or equal to 0.05, using a general linear model, SAS version 9.1.3. All data was combined for the years, except for when we found strong interaction between the years. In this case, the data will be presented by year 2007 and 2008. And on to the results. Okay. Backwards. I had to jump to. Oh, sorry. Here we have plant height. And in this section of the bar graph, this is the year 2007, and this is the response to Mepiquot due to an early bloom application only. And we see we have a plant height reduction due to the 16-ounce and 32-ounce rate. In 2008, we see a similar response, but not as significant at the 32-ounce per acre rate. And at cutout, we see no response to Mepiquot. Here's height to node ratio. Similar impact. Oh, sorry about that. Height to node ratio. On the left, in 2007, we see a reduction in height to no ratio in response to 16 and 32 ounces per acre. In 2008, the early bloom application, we see a response to Mepaquat applied at 32 ounces per acre. And at cutout, we see a slight increase due to the Mepaquat application. Sympodial nodes, we see a slight reduction in sympodial nodes at 32 ounces per acre due to the early bloom application in both years, and no response due to the cutout application. Sympodial bowls, we see no response to Mepaquat applications either at early bloom or cutout. Bowl retention, we only see a response to the early bloom application and no response to the cutout application. Sympodial bowls on nodes 4 through 7, no response whatsoever due to the early bloom or cutout application. We're starting to see a picture here, aren't we? And here's sympodial bowls on nodes 8 to 10. In 2007, we're over here. This is the early bloom application. We see an increase in bowls per plant due to 16 ounces and 32 ounces. 2008, early bloom, no response. And cutout applications, we see no response in either year. Sympodial bowls, nodes 11 through 13, we see no response to Mepaquat at early bloom or cutout. Sympodial bowls on nodes 14 through 16, no response again. Although we might say we've got a slight trend there due to the early bloom response. Nodes above crack bowl, no significant difference there, except we might see a slight trend due to early bloom application of Mepaquat. Percent open bowls, no effect of early bloom or cutout applications. Defoliation ratings, this is taken 7 days after treatment. We see no response to early bloom or cutout. And 14 days, similar lack of response. This is an interesting slide. This is regrowth taken 21 days after treatment. This is just the early bloom application of Mepaquat. 2007 was an excessive regrowth year for us, and it shows up here on the chart. I've separated them by terminal and basal regrowth. We see something interesting. We see a little bit increase in terminal regrowth just due to the early bloom application at 32 ounces per acre, but we see a corresponding bigger reduction in basal response to that early bloom application. In 2008, we don't see any response to Mepaquat. Of course, this was a year when there's a lot less regrowth. And here's our regrowth data 21 days after treatment. This is just due to the cutout Mepaquat application. We see no response to it, either terminal or basal. Here's an actual photo taken from 2007. On the left, this is with no cutout application of Mepaquat applied, and on the right, there's a cutout application. By 30 days after treatment, it was clearly obvious there was no difference, at least from a visual point of view. Lint yield, we saw no significant difference due to an early bloom application or a cutout application, although you could say we have a trend going there, which is sometimes you expect that with Mepaquat chloride applications. Lint yield, no response again. Fiber quality, we saw no difference in fiber quality amongst all treatments in 2007 and 2008, except for a 32 ounce per acre treatment of Mepaquat at early bloom. And there we saw a slight increase in fiber length. So as a result of all this data, we conclude that applications of Mepaquat at cutout have no effect on growth parameters, maturity, fiber quality, or yield. Early bloom applications of Mepaquat had some effect on growth parameters, but had no effect on the cutout applications. Future research, We would recommend that we investigate the effects of Mepaquat applications following early bloom, but prior to cutout, and to determine if there is any response to cutout applications if they differ among the cultivar maturity groups. References, here are my references. And I'd like to acknowledge the North Carolina State Cotton Team, Joel Faircloth, Gail White, David Horton, Cotton Incorporated, and the North Carolina cotton producers. Without their support, we wouldn't be here now. Do you have any questions? Yes, sir. Quite frankly, I'd have to say I don't expect to see any difference. My personal opinion is the best time to apply it is early bloom. And I think the Monk and Weir I think they said the same thing. There's very few cases where you see any improvement in any characteristics of cotton, you know, later in the season. But I hope that answers your question.
Any further questions for Mr. Foote?
Yes, sir.
I couldn't quite keep up with all the slides, but one slide you showed, Tim knows 32 ounces, 12 knows just 16 ounces. Does that follow through all your work, or are we always seeing less knows for higher rates of fish?
At early, during the early bloom application, we're talking about, let me find that first.
Well, I don't want you to go too much further.
Okay. Okay, there we go.
Not there yet.
Height is, that's height. Now I got to go backwards. Right there? Okay. Not always, no. But in this case, we did. But that's one of the advantages of Mepaquat chloride applied at early.
But I think you showed more fruit per node on the 32 ounces than you did on the other, which made up the yield.
That's correct.
I mean, it made the yield still come in at the same.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Comment. One of the things I recall that we found is there's some growth above the top of the open bowl. We call that buggy dip sometimes. It's a lot of growth with just squares on it. And late applications of ticks will sort of remove all that. So you have a flat template. It looks better. It might give you less trash in the jetty. But another thing I recall from the compound.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.